Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 8th International Film Art Exhibition in Venice. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Stolen, the section Orizzonti Extra, Karan Tejpal. How are you today?
I'm very well, Laura. Thank you for having me here. It's a real pleasure and honor to be here, guys.
Thank you, thank you. So my first question is, the film setting is in rural India, and, you know, it play a significant role in the narrative, and I would like to know, how did you approach capturing the atmosphere and actually the challenges of this setting while you were telling the story?
So, you know, every time I get out of my house, I am struck and completely, you know, affected by the difference in difference in our country, where, you know, the extremely underprivileged and the poor are living side by side with the, you know, super rich. And this is even more amplified in rural areas. I come from a very privileged background, from very metro background. I've always been born in a city, grew up in cities. But at the same time, I personally really love the outdoors. So as a hobby or as my personal life, I spend a lot of time in the rural areas, you know, exploring nature and stuff like that. And I've always noticed how this big divide is, you know, part of our country, which when the founding fathers were laying the stone of our country, is exactly what they did not want, that, you know, the villages and the rural sector is just completely marginalized by the metros. And that's where we've kind of ended up in a way. And so this film, one of the biggest parts of this film and, you know, the points of the beginning of the whole process was this clash between the, you know, the city dwellers and the rural countryside, and also the divide between these two classes, I would say, you know. So that was a very big point for us. And I think a lot of my work because I am so affected by it, it is sort of, I don't think it's like something that I very consciously think about, but I am automatically drawn to such stories and to such characters and trying to, you know, talk about the clash. And I don't know if you've seen the film, but in the film, the clash results in the two sides coming together in a weird way, and then they actually achieve something good. And that's what I personally feel. I feel like it's not so nihilistic, this situation, if we actually trust each other and make a little bit of an effort. You know, 15 minutes of your time can actually change this world. But, I mean, it's a little difficult for, you know, people, I think. But, yes, that's really what I feel about this situation personally.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you mentioned, like, now we're in strength, like, of the human spirit and the fact that capturing this complexity too of the changing of the times while trying to instilling hope, you know, for the future and understanding too with each other. So could you just elaborate a bit on how these themes, you know, are explored, you know, with your characters?
I'll say where it all starts for me. I think that the human species, I mean, we are only here dominating this planet, destroying it also, but we're only here because we trusted each other. If we did not trust each other, we would still be in the caves, you know. And our trust with, like, each other is brought us to this place. But today, our societies have no trust. And this is not only in India. I think this is true of around the world. Because of the large numbers of our population, people don't trust each other. We are getting more and more insulated. And like I said, so this really affects me a lot personally. And I want to talk about such subjects. I want my art to, you know, speak about it and bring this to light, and, you know, really tell exciting stories around this idea. Because, like I said, I mean, every time I get out of my house, this is what I see. I'm, in fact, more so in India, I'm struck by it. I live in Bombay, and in Bombay, the super rich live with the super underprivileged side by side. They, you know, they come in India, unlike the West, they come into our houses, they clean our dishes, they, you know, clean our floors, they drive our cars. And yet the grace and, you know, some sort of respect is completely missing between the privileged and the underprivileged. And that's really what kind of drives me to tell this story and other stories as well.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, like, when your film actually addresses, you know, a real world issues like, you know, child abduction and misinformation too, vigilantism, and the fact that you are talking with us right now that People are living side by side, but there is this completely, you know, distance between them, actually. So how do you see your film, your movie, contributing to these kind of conversations, and, you know, what impact do you hope they have on audiences?
Yeah, I wouldn't be, I mean, I would be too presumptuous of me to say that this will change anything. Mm-hmm. But I, like you said, I hope that it can start a conversation. I hope that more people can even talk about it. The more people that see my film, the more I would like them to at least speak about it and have a little bit of understanding of this world. And especially, I mean, while the film is set in India and it talks about the privileged and the underprivileged in India, I think this is a very true situation around the world. I mean, whether it be in Europe or America or any of the Western countries, they are facing such trouble as well, where the privileged do not have space for the underprivileged, while they have everything. And, you know, nothing to lose, I would say. They do not have any grace, you know. India, me, I mean, I come from a very privileged background myself. I have access to education. I'm male, heterosexual, you know, good education, access to state services. And I see how people around me do not have access to that. And there is a certain guilt complex of that privilege, I would say, you know. So for me, it's very important that I am constantly cognizant of this, and I can make as many people cognizant of it. So even if there is a little conversation about this, if there is, you know, some sort of debate about this, it would be great. I would be very pleased with that, honestly.
And according to this, you know, how do you feel to have Stolen representing India actually on the global stage here, and what are your expectations too about, you know, the future?
I am extremely honored and excited by this. I mean, you know, it's being my first film. I never imagined that, you know, I'm going to be at the Venice Film Festival, and let alone in the competition section. It was just something that, I mean, it was certainly a dream. You know, India has a very, very strong industry of, I mean, Bollywood.
Yeah.
Which is a little different from this film. And, you know, Bollywood has its own, I mean, it dominates the film industry. But for me, I kind of never could really connect with those kind of films. I mean, even though my early years as an assistant director was completely in Bollywood, I mean, that's how I sort of survived. But I realized very soon that I do not want to make films of that nature. I wanted to make films that are more global in nature, that I can, you know, reach out to much larger audiences and have a certain artistic quality to them, you know, because, I mean, Bollywood is about different aspects, I would say. Now that I'm very lucky and honored to be here, I feel like great Horizonte Extra. Next time I want to be in main competition.
nice. And you know, when you decided for your three characters, Gautam, Raman and Jhumpa, did you already have in mind the actors that you choose, or, you know, it was a long process to choose them?
Well, I didn't have them in mind, and it was kind of a long process, but at the same time, not really. It was sort of middling process, I would say. But the reason I did not have any actors in mind is because I definitely wanted to work with real actors. And I mean, certain aspect of Bollywood is a little, you know, it's larger than life, let's put it like that. So
yeah.
The acting is a little larger than life, the stories, the characters are a little larger than life, whereas me personally, I am very inspired by realism, by very realistic acting, you know, and I mean, really setting it up in that way. So the main, when I went out looking for actors, the main thing was to get exceptional actors who really have a lot of, you know, who put a lot deep amount of work into their craft. And particularly for the brothers, I was very, very keen that I cast somebody who has a long-standing relationship in their real lives, in their personal lives. And Abhishek and Shubham, who play the brothers, are college friends who started their careers in theater as, you know, 17, 16, 17-year-olds, and they've known each other for 20 years. And that really made a very big impact on their chemistry in the film. So they were sort of, I mean, first we went to Abhishek, who's quite a well-known actor in India, who straddles commercial with artistic work very well. He does independent cinema as well as very commercial work. So, you know, I knew his his really great acting ability. So we cast him first, and then through him, I was searching for an old friend who's also an actor. And when I met Shubham, actually he is the younger brother in real life. That's him. That's like, he is that person in real life, actually. So it was just, one meeting, and I knew that this is the person who's going to play the younger brother, and he was absolutely perfect for it. I was very lucky, actually. Casting him was very simple in a weird way, because he was just the perfect actor for it. Mia was, and Shubham and Mia are actually very completely unknown actors, yeah. Sort of like me. We're very young early in our careers. And nobody's actually seen them much before this. But now I think they're going to be well talked about. And Mia, I saw a short film of hers where she was exceptional. She's exceptional in our film as well. She puts in a lot of effort and very meticulous, effort into creating that character. She brought a lot of layers to that character. Being a male, like a man, and writing about a woman, and she was a big influence in really crafting a well-rounded character, actually.
Yeah, actually, yes, indeed. And, my last question is about, the starting point of your career here and, with the studies, if you have searched for something in particular to drive the story like that, how long it takes for you to, production, post-production and everything like that, if you have some, aspect that you love the most while you were making this movie.
So, a big cliche of our this world of cinema is that you make the film three times. First you make it when you're writing it,
okay.
Then you remake it when you're shooting it, and then you remake it in post-production. So yeah, since it was my first film, I really experienced all those three processes very strongly, and I really enjoyed all those processes. But for me, I would say that the most exciting part is shooting. I spent 6, 7, 8 years furiously working as an assistant director. So I spent a lot of time on set, hundreds and hundreds of days. And so I find myself, I'm very comfortable on a film set. It's like second home for me, So that part of it is the most sort of exciting part of it. But each of them has their sort of importance in the process of the final film. But I would say that was the most exciting. And production was quite a nightmare, because, it's a very small film. Not a nightmare in terms of how it was good or bad, but it was just very difficult because, very small, independent film, self-financed, so we didn't have a lot of money. Very early in the process, COVID hit. When COVID carried on for 2 years, so the film would start, stop. That happened a lot. And when it came together, it did come together beautifully. We did it all at one go. We shot, actually, one of the aspects I would could talk about is that the film was shot in this place, a small little town called Pushkar. And it so happens, slightly coincidental, slightly planned, that I went to school for all of my young, for 6, 7 years, very close to Pushkar, about 30 kilometers away, in a boarding school. And the first time I visited Pushkar, where we shot the film, was when I was 11 years old. I went there for a scouting camp. You know what scout?
Yeah.
I went for a scouting camp. And when we finally decided on that location and we went back and shot there, it was quite a full circle of life that, I was there when I was 11 and I was now back there when I was 38 and making my first film. So yeah, that was quite cool, actually.
Wow, amazing. So, did you expect something particular? Have you been to the premiere of your work? Have you seen the reaction? Not yet. Are you afraid of that?
I think that is the real litmus test, the audience reaction. I think that's when I will really know how the film is and what it is like. But I'll say that the last few months, and of course the acceptance of Venice, that's when I started to really understand and realize that maybe I've made a good film. Or maybe it's not all bad. Because, when I'm looking at my own work, all I'm seeing is, oh man, why did I do it like that? Oh, I wish I could change this. And why is this, You're constantly looking at the flaws, because if you want to make it better, you've got to be able to see the flaws. And so, I think that lately I've got a bit more of an understanding of the film and how people are reacting to it. And yes, I think this is going to be the real test. Once the larger audiences see it and how they react to it, I'm it is what it is. The film has been made. It's out there now. You know, let's see where it goes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We have been with Karan Tejpal, director of Stolen, the section Orizzonti Extra. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.